up, but it's going to be something made up. My mind is made up. It's going to be my mind is made up. I'm not made up. It's going to be trouble. It's not my mind is made up. It's going to be trouble.
Moved all my shit to my parents' basement and down to my own apartment. And I know things change, but I'm not sure when. I guess you call this progression. I left a real job and a girlfriend. Convinced myself that I'm brave enough for all this. Well, I spent a whole year in airport, and the floor feels like home. At least we're never alone. I lost track.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. And I'm playing all the music I can. Been here for like 30 minutes, and I'll just like rattle off the deal here. Played In Excess by Don't Change. Heard that song earlier this week, and I was like, yes. Dark Days by Pup, which I would say is like the perpetual anthem of January. The Front Bottoms, West Virginia, which again, the way that he says, this is for all my friends in West Virginia, it just makes you want to cry. I have some friends in West Virginia. I have family in West Virginia. Big Lie by Joyce Manor. Let's Go by Stuck in the Sound. Lock It by Crumb, kind of a palate cleanser. Came Out Swinging by The Wonder Years was the last thing you heard. Backing me up is Stereo Lab, which will happen for the rest of the hour. How was your break? I spent a lot of time thinking about stuff on my couch in the basement. Here's the big thing. This is kind of the thing that I think draws me to the world of, I don't want to call it melancholy because maybe that's got like a negative connotation, but just like a world of sort of pondering the big questions. And the reason why I listen to this type of music in this type of time. So I watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. This movie. And I realized Chevy Chase in that movie is my same age. And he's like total on dad mode, got a couple kids, has the family over, complains to the wife, all that kind of stuff. His kids are older, so he maybe had kids younger than me, but it was really kind of the first time that I was like, oh, I wonder how old he is, because he looks really old. That's the other thing, too. Depictions in movies, like actors are always older and stuff like that. Chevy Chase might be older in that movie, but Clark Griswold, canonically 35. National Lampoon's. Also, I just revealed my age. I just turned 35. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, that guy is a dad. And I'm a dad. I've got two wonderful kids. And it's like, am I that? The way that he sort of conducts himself and walks around, and that house is like far more, traditional in its styling. We still have like show posters up and like awesome maps of France and maps of Medford. Thank you, Santa. And it's just interesting. It's interesting because like, when do I become that? Or when is that perception of me the predominant perception? Because right now, or at least in my mind, you know, like there is a youthfulness to me. It's not like I want to become a kid again or go to college again or any of that stuff. I was in grad school and I was like, ugh, becoming an undergrad again would be awful. It's more that it's like, when am I the dad? Right? That's like who I am. And you know, you look around and there's some dads and then there's some like dads. You go to like a child's birthday party. My oldest one is 5, and we go to these birthday parties and I'm like, some of these guys are just like total on dad mode. And then I just wonder what they think of me. You know, and it's not like I dress super cool or have like any kind of like awesome thing, but I just think that like, I don't know, I don't want to make it seem like it's lame. It's hard. I'm grasping at straws here as to what I am imagining dad is, but it's Clark Griswold in National Lampoon's. You know, I wear hockey jerseys around the house. I like, you know, am like cleaning things up. I'm like rolling my eyes, you know, at my brother. Like, all that stuff is happening, but it's like, am I still the guy that's that, or am I this other guy? And that's what brings me to the musical playlist today. Played a lot of Pup, some Joyce Manor, I have the Front Bottoms, and it's interesting that a lot of the punk music that I listen to isn't like, hey, I'm young and this is great. It's like the melancholy of maybe already being past it. It's the feeling that maybe those good times are behind you and they weren't good enough, but it doesn't matter anymore because they're already in the rearview mirror. That's a thing that's hard, right? That's like the, when you get into full-on Clark Griswold mode, are you going to the Pup show and are you moshing and you jumping around and you getting like, you know, you going out after and staying awake, catching the last tee back up north to Medford, you know, that you could do all that stuff, but are you really doing it, right? Or is it passed you by? And I think that's the kind of music that I think does really well. It's captured really well, especially by Pup, where like those good days better have made me have sure. Let's put it this way. I've lived life already, right? I'm not on the up. I hope that journey that I've taken to this moment now is sufficient to carry me into the next thing. Because otherwise, I'm just going to be looking back or hanging on, which neither one of those things am I doing, right? I don't want to look back and I don't want to hang on. But I just want to talk about how maybe I'm sad that it's over, you know? Like maybe I want to lament that it's over. and I want to still feel like, you know, there's, I left one more on the table and that's good. Right. I didn't use it all up while I had it. Anyway, thinking about that a lot, and big time shout out to all my 30 somethings out there that are navigating just like what it means that all of the setup in your life has led to this moment. And now you're at like the, I don't know, the plateau, the payoff, whatever that's called. You spend so much time thinking about what your job's going to be or what your career's going to be or what your family and house situation's going to be. And then you're there and you're like, yeah, this is it. But if you're always in like upslanting mode or you're always in like sort of consume experience mode, I don't know what, how do you shift that stuff? I don't know. These are the kind of thoughts that you have during the dark days. And hopefully the ice doesn't freeze beneath your spine. And you still have time. So anyway, there's a lot of really fun stuff that I've got planned for the rest of this playlist. Call in 855-915-WMFO if you want to request some songs. I am alone here in the studio. I'll be joined by co-hosts soon, I think, as soon as next week. But this is the old school. This is me and you. You, the listener, unknown to me, and me, your humble DJ, here on Boston Avenue in Curtis Hall. Oh, let's get back to it. I hope that you're driving somewhere that you are happy about.
Maybe. tire shop on Santa Monica and 7th Street. The salesman tried to get my attention to sell me a Mexican Fender. She came to get her 10,000 steps and hang out with her boyfriend, but I was only trying to get to know her, so I took her out to the ocean. It was hot, hot, 100 degrees, but she only went in up to her knees. She didn't want to take off her jeans, 'cause that would be insane. My summer love. Programming, it's pretty cool for a singer in a band, so I knew we would end up jamming. Later that night we went to a gig and she asked for some advice. What do you do with your hands when you're singing? Do you just hold on to the mic? It was hot, hot, 100 degrees, and the trash overflowed out on the street. The heartbreak DJ stepped to me, but I just couldn't get enough. I'm so
Sail us up the Congo, there's no God to believe in. The sun, no. started using again. Left my heart in Rocky Hill, hole burning in my bed. Needed a distraction from my head. Devil on my shoulder said try this instead. So I started using again. Started sleeping again. Traded late nights and sheep for Vicodin. The guilt burning in my chest set in. I started sleeping again.
I stopped wishing I was dead. Learned to love myself before anyone else. Become more than just a burden. But no, I'm more than worthy of your time.
Started smoking again. Guess I miss coughing my lungs up every morning. Needed anything to keep me breathing, to prevent my blood from bleeding. Started smoking again. Started loving again. Thought when I lost that will to live, I could never feel again. I'll give it one more shot and let someone in. I started loving again. I started loving again. I started loving.
It must take a mastermind or some kind of genius to figure out the reasons behind all of this and why I'm not over it. It must take a mastermind or some kind of genius to figure out the reasons behind all of this and why I'm not over it. It must take a mastermind or some kind of genius to figure out the reasons behind all of this. Still not over it. It must take a mastermind or some kind of genius to figure out the reasons behind all of this. Still not over it. It must take a mastermind or some kind of
see. Hey, what's up? You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate. The name of this program is Fast and Loose. I'm gonna rattle through some stuff right here. We had, I think I came back at See You at Your Funeral by Pup off their wonderful album, Morbid Stuff. And then we had Mexican Fender by Weezer, Falling in Love Again by Joyce Manor, Yamaha by Delta Spirit, What Me Worry by Portugal the Man, This Head I Hold by Electric Guest, don't know how that got in there, Using by Sorority Noise, Pallet Town by Free Throw is the last thing you heard. Stereolab, Nihilist Assault Group, Backing Me Up. You're like, hey, Nate, are you okay? That's kind of one of my things. We had a conversation on this show a while back of like, hey, what do you feel like you have to apologize for? Like, what part of your life that is just like a normal mode of being you have to apologize for? A classic one for me is like running. I've been running my entire life, and every time you bring that up to a non-runner, to anybody who runs or anybody who works out, they're like, great, that's great you do that. Bring it up to a non-runner, they look at you like every day you carry a sack of rocks up a hill, and that you are, I don't know, it's not like people are like, oh wow, that's really great, and that's great that you do that. It's kind of this thing that like puts people on this like weird back foot where it's like, hey, I gotta tell you why I'm not running. I screwed my knee up in high school. And you're like, I'm sad about that. So much of the workout world has become so commoditized into just like showing your work or whatever. And I feel like I don't really put out there that I'm a runner dress wise or even like social media wise. I mean, if you follow me on Strava, then yeah, I'm out here running. But other than that, it's kind of just like whatever. And I talk to people about it and I like doing it. But it really isn't for like, I really don't even do it to work out. It's kind of more this like barometer. Or actually, I was thinking about this from my process control friends or electrical engineer friends or physicists out there. Remember Laplace transforms? I don't. Here's what I do know. Conceptually, it was basically a way to do certain types of mathematical formulas outside of like differential equations or calculus. I guess, or it's the same. Calculus, differential equations. And you do like the Laplace transform and that would help you solve stuff. That's all I remember. It's been like 15 years. I think that's what running is. Running is like a plane of existence that I like go to visit. I'm not trying to, like, this isn't a mystical experiment here. It's like when you run, you know, it's every time I go running, you hit that point after a couple of steps where you're just like, oh yeah, here I am. It's like you've entered the city gates and you're either super familiar and you're walking around and you're like, I know this world. I'm in. I live here. I visit here often. I have a summer house here. Or it's like, man, I haven't been here in a long time and ugh, I'm lost. That's what it is. It really has nothing to do with like working out, looking good, any of that stuff. It's more of just like this mode of existence that I've been doing for so long that I don't know how to not be a, I don't know how to not visit that world every once in a while. All things being equal, I would run if I could whenever. And I've stepped away. There's been months, years that I wasn't a regular runner, but then you come back and you're like, I'm in. Anyway, this has just been my explanation for why I do that and why I hate when people get weird when you talk about it. Not because I'm trying to like make some point about working out or I'm trying to like flex or whatever. It's more just like, I just do this. It's fine. It's like, if you tell somebody you listen to like, hey man, I listened to Morbid Stuff by Pup like 4 times yesterday while chopping wood. No one's going to be like, oh, I'm sorry I didn't do that. You know, that is a thing that I did. I got this wood story to tell you. All right, I'm going to cut the music out because this is important. This is the most important thing that happened to me over the break. It's not. It's close. It's high. When I say just me, like just Nate minus family, this is pretty far up there. So they cut down a tree in my neighborhood, or I think a tree fell and it was in the median of a road, and the city came and like chopped it up into logs, like giant logs, and just like left the logs in the median. I've been driving around and I'm looking at these logs and I'm like, this is some good looking wood. I have a fireplace at my house and I refuse to pay for wood. It's one of those like mentalities that I have where I'm just like, wood grows. You know, and so I'm always like scouting and like people have it and trees fall down, this kind of thing. So I was like, I wonder what's going on with these logs. Call the city. They're like, actually, that technically is DCR space. It's probably them that cut up the log. I emailed Massachusetts DCR expecting like nothing to come of it. I called them a few times. Nobody answered. I get an email back like in a couple hours that's just like, as long as you don't put yourself or anybody else in danger, you don't block traffic, whatever, you're good. You can take those logs. Those logs are yours. So I'm like, ooh, yeah. Throw on the refrigerator onesie. Go down there. Chainsaw them into a couple smaller parts. Throw them into my car. They're in my backyard. So I get this massive wood pile of unsplit brand new logs in my backyard. And I don't know if you've ever had to split brand new logs. They're super sappy. Like the sap is seeping out, especially because it's freezing cold outside. It's like all being extracted. I'm splitting this wood and I'm going out there and I'm like doing it 2 or 3 hours at a time. And it's so awesome. I go out there. I do some chops. I'm chopping up these giant logs. Like the diameter on some of these things is like 18 plus inches. And I'm splitting them into all these little pieces. I have my own little area that I'm putting these new ones in. And it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. I'm having a great time and it'll be seasoned by next year. That's the other thing too, is I have a lot of like unseasoned wood. We trimmed a tree in my yard earlier this year too. So I have a lot of wood from that. So anyway, it's great. There's like some frontiersman in me that's just like, this is good. I've got this wood to heat my house for my family. I don't know. I mean, for thousands of years, humans have been like, I gotta make sure I make it through the winter. And we've been doing fires at my house and it's great. So anyway, thank you to the DCR. Thank you, to everyone who was like giving me with the weird eye. I was out there in this area and like everyone who drove by probably thought I was a crazy person. But here I am and I even get it all. And I'm like sitting here thinking like, you know, I could probably go back over there. I've got plenty to work with right now, but you know what? I got the itch. I'm like, I could stop over there, you know? I got my chainsaw in my car. You know, I'm just driving around with that at this point. And yeah, I'm excited. So anyway, I probably have a few more songs to play here and be on my way. Thanks for listening. Actually, I do have this to read. The Tufts Archival Research Center. Are you interested in Tufts or Medford/Somerville history? Consider taking an adventure to the Tufts Archival Research Center. They're open Monday through Friday by appointment, starting at 9 a.m., and their walk-in hours go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Tufts Archival Research Center is home to more than 700 unique collections documenting the history of Tufts and several specialized subject areas. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Never been there, but I'm in. I like maps. I got a map for my family of Somerville, Medford, like Melrose, Stoneham, Wakefield, sort of the like non-shore Boston, like Western Boston metro. It contains the locations of everywhere I've lived in Massachusetts, and it's great. All the way up to the Fell, it's great. It's like the Charles where the Bend is in Cambridge, all the way up to the Fells. It was great. I got it at the MBTA store, the MBTA, Awesome Maps store on Mass Ave, which if you're just like looking for a thing to do, go to that place. Great. Anyway, Archival Research Center. I got a couple more to play for you, and yeah, thanks for hanging with me in the melancholy that is like what's going on in my life. That's I want to loop back to that really quick. The melancholy of like growing up or whatever, that's something that I find myself apologizing about, is you're just like, man, I want to listen to some songs that talk about like things are tough but maybe they're getting better, or things used to be good and I'm kind of worried that they might not be good again. I love that kind of music, and I feel like there's sometimes, this was the instigating event, the place I work asked for a song that summed up my year, and the purpose was like to get all the staff and to make a like a compilation album. And it was great. It was on vinyl. Very cool. It's cool that I have this, and it's like cool to have like a piece of every staff member's kind of life. But I remember texting my boss and being like, all right, the song that I'm gonna pick is like kind of sad. It's Care by Hannah Vu, which I play on this program all the time. And it, you know, there's like a big center where it's like, it's okay that no one cares about me, and it's okay that no one cares about you. You know, because what is care? I don't know. It doesn't matter anyway. That's like the main area. But I've played that song a lot, and I've got a lot of comfort from it, even though it's not in and of itself like a comforting song. And I feel like a lot of times I have to sort of explain that to people, or I have to sort of apologize, or have to be like, no, I'm okay. Like, it's things are good, you know? And I don't know. I think dealing with that, I think that's the reason why a lot of my people, especially big time shout out to Alex, friend forever, who just kind of knows that darkness is just like a part of my life. It's not performative. It's more just, I like to go into those depths, or I like to look out over the abyss, because I think that there's a truth and a realness to that. That's wonderful. That's wonderful to explore. And yeah, it does. Sometimes I do like get pulled myself into a depression, but then, you know, part of living life is, for me, it's going down there and then coming back up and sort of experiencing both those things, because I do think that I believe in like the highs and the lows, you know, that it's like this both highs and lows thing. So, all right, a couple songs and you can stop listening to me and continue listening to WMFO. All right, great.
Thank you. I want you to find